Welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Reem, and I'm going to kill somebody.
Welcome to the show. Well, if anyone listened to our preseason predictions podcast earlier,
I think we
all
got a tally point tonight.
We looked at Reem's kind of before season interviews.
Let's just say Reem will Reem somebody out.
And I think we all were on that.
Well,
page.
Who knew that she was gonna? I'm getting echo now.
Oh, that'll go away.
Okay, who knew that she was gonna take people's clothes and shoes, and just decide she was gonna dry them out?
I think we all could have seen something like that coming.
Without telling anybody, and didn't understand that might be a problem, especially the first day.
I will say that's probably why she was giving everybody mom vibes, because that's what moms do, is they just, they're kind of
annoying.
I don't know any moms that would go, my mom wouldn't do that. Go take, and my mom's pretty headstrong. She wouldn't go take people's clothes and shoes without telling them.
No, but she would
dry them out.
She would, I don't know. I mean, my mom, I think my mom did it. I've done it. Like, go around, you pick up your kids' clothes.
Your kids' clothes.
Exactly. Like, I think she sees them all as, like, her kids and just wasn't able to differentiate.
No, I think she just wants to do what she wants to do, and people don't like their stuff touched. Ask Frances Sawyer.
That is true. Oh, so speaking of Sawyer, I was really kind of waiting for you to say, guys, where are we, as your name. Because that's how the episode ends, where she's like, where am I?
Oh, yeah. But I don't think she said, guys, where are we?
No, but Jack would have made the connection and made the joke.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of things that are a bit of a stretch.
But I was waiting for a torch to go out, because she probably, you know, it's raining, and my thought was, well, you better build a fire quick.
Well, they should have had some type of like little wireless control for the thing, because that would have been a cool shot. It was really well shot, the whole Extinction Island thing. Like, it seemed like a movie, kind of, or like a Blair Witch kind of movie. And it would have been neat if like the last scene was like, whew, the light goes out and it's just pitch black. Like, that would have been a cool kind of close. But it was still, for me, thinking that this concept's going to be hokey. A lot of the things they've added lately have been kind of hokey. I will say, I kind of dug the Extinction Island bit and how they did it, presented it.
It's cool once, but is it going to be cool the whole season? I'll say this. I think
it
I said
was cool.
The other thing. If this doesn't work, let's stop doing this.
Well, I mean,
okay. I thought. All right.
Well, I mean, can
let's
I?
Let's hold our opinions off.
Well, I want to talk about it.
Well, I know what you mean.
Present on my mind. So anyway. What if they kind of make it like a Survivor Man or whatever, that, you know, like in the wilderness kind of thing, where they have to just like make it. And I think it could be cool. Like, the thing that kind of made it hokey was the stupid battle every single week, whatever. Like, I feel like there's a way to make this an entertaining sideshow that's like a B storyline, or Colleen, you know the editing thing, but maybe it's like a C or D storyline that you can kind of follow.
What's the odds of the Central Park Pier taking the chance to go?
No, she's going home.
There's no way. I mean, she's gonna take the easy way and go, okay, I'm just gonna go to Ponderosa. There's no way.
And yeah, I mean, I think that's interesting too. Like, they can choose. Like,
and I'll say this too. I'll have no respect for any of them if they take that route.
And what if you're like just beat and you're done?
I don't care.
I mean, I don't think it's as far as no respect.
No, unless they're got a limb hanging off them, I don't. They better continue to fight.
Sure. I mean, not everybody's you, Jack. All right,
well, waste it? I've said that 1,000 when they all quit. Why waste a spot?
Well, because you don't know. Like, you just don't know what it's going to be like till you're there.
I don't care.
It's easy for you to armchair quarterback this.
I'm saying I would not quit.
And it's good to know you wouldn't quit. And, you know, if you ever get on the show, you have, you know, hours and hours of audio and video archival footage saying you would never quit. So you better hope you never quit.
I get on the boat. They throw the food over. I quit. I'm out of here. This is harder. It's harder than I thought it would be.
Or there's a challenge where you have to like sleep with rats, which is what they do every single night. Like, I don't know. I feel like. You're saying you never quit, Jack, but you don't know until you're there.
Yeah,
you sleep with the rats, but you kind of get in the middle there, so the odds of getting bit are if you get bit, you get bit.
What if they're just crawling on you? What if they're like in your mouth?
In my mouth. That's why you put the
buff
over your face.
Well, then you can't breathe.
Well, it's better than having a rat in my mouth. Well, that's why you don't throw the food around camp. You take it into the woods of the area and throw it in there.
An entertaining first episode. Colleen, as always, puts together a fantastic recap. Also, do we have any listener feedback in? I mean, we're recording this right after the episode, so it may be early to tell. By the time we get out of the recap, we might know a better thing there. But we are back. We took last season off to kind of recoup. Having a young or second child to the family kind of wore us out a little bit, so Colleen and I needed to take a break. Jack was raring to go.
I was fine. I felt good.
Yeah, Jack, even though he's like half asleep.
You had the one sign saying, hey, do you want to continue podcasting? And the other sign was like, no, I want to take the easy way out and just quit.
That was me. I was because Colleen would have done it if I was in. So you put everybody can blame me because I was like, I need a break.
Because I grabbed the torch, went to the left, looked behind me. There was no one with me.
Yeah, Jay doesn't do well with no sleep.
Yeah.
So
you're like your mom.
Yeah. I'm not,
but that's the thing is you never, like, somebody could have, like, gone through, like, a horrible monsoon or something out there, you know, had gastrointestinal distress and then just be, like, completely gassed and wiped out and, you know, be given the choice and have a moment of weakness and be like, I'm just done. So you never know.
I don't think it's a moment of weakness. I just think it's like, you know what? I'm good. I've had my fill. Because you don't even know what it is. It could be really lame.
Quitter.
I'm out.
We actually have 3 emails so far.
Perfect. So we'll have listener feedback, and we will tally the votes. Colleen and Jack's favorite part of Survivor, Jay, Jack, and Colleen.
Somehow we'll get all them right up until the end, and then Jay will somehow win the game.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've won the past couple times. It's been you guys. So again, all you do is whine and complain because it's just it's like the same as breathing for some people. It's kind of the same as Reem being a pain in the neck. But anyway, before we get into that, I want to thank people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/Jay and Jack. We just crossed the $1,000 threshold again. We went down, went back up. And since our reward was still broadcast, Ramblecast crossover, I believe we'll do a part two.
Or we can come up with something even more awesome.
Well, I mean, I'm going to do maybe 2 things. Who knows? But part of that is something new since the Jay and Jack show. Was reborn with Jack and I each week, having some Jay and Jack fun, as well as a special new guest every single week. We just finished up one with Chip Mims from Tales from the Cask, among many other things.
And just a heads up to future guests, Chip gave us beer.
The bar is pretty high.
Yeah.
but part of what we brought with this new show is doing bonus episodes for our patrons that give $5 or more a month. Our first bonus show is coming up because we completed 4 episodes, so content that didn't make it into the final airing of the Jay and Jack show will be a part of that bonus episode once a month. The Ramblecast is doing an extra show every single week patrons.
3 of the 4. With the live show, we're not going to do it.
Okay, still... That's awesome. So if you love the Ramblecast, and there's people that always say like, oh, make it 7 hours. Well, this is your opportunity to get...
No, you'll still get the same amount of content as you were getting. It's just...
Actually, it's shorter.
Yeah.
I think Nick came up with the idea to call it the extension or something like that.
An extra inch, wasn't that?
It was something. It was something like that. It's.
That's what I marketed it as in all the Patreon stuff. I put it as the RCAD extended, and then I called it the extension of.
Yeah.
But that's because I think I read it from Nick.
But yeah. So if you want that extra conversation, I mean, I don't know if I personally would want it, but there's people out there that always ask for more and more. If you get $5 or more a month, you will get those bonus episodes as well.
And you can find out what Dreyer's Drugs and Dreyer's Drugs and Porn means. Dreyer Drugs and Porn.
Oh, wow. And then Colleen, I believe the broadcast wants to do a couple bonus. I don't know how.
We're just doing bonus content in general. We're not going to record. I don't think we're going to do extensions like
they do. You guys edit, right? So
yeah. So I've been, for the last month, I've been taking out few minutes here and there, and then
so
I'll
similar
see
what we
can to
come what Jay Jack show is doing.
Yes, yeah, similar
bonus content that maybe didn't make the final edit of the show, but it's
yeah,
still
the RCAD just records for like an hour and 5 minutes, stops, and then records again.
So still a lot of great stuff, that new things that we're doing for our patrons, because you all make these shows possible by contributing. Yeah, we hope you enjoy the stuff. And I don't know if we'll do a bonus show for Survivor, but we'll see. Who knows? The idea might come to us.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, or we'll take the easy way out.
You know what? All right. Our next Johnny Fairplay interview, just for the patrons. And you know what? I will sit out of it.
Oh, man.
He's an interesting guest.
And just so everyone is aware, the Jay and Jack show does middle of the show commercials. So any show that I'm doing, I'm going to consciously have mid-roll commercials. So don't be alarmed. They should be introduced. And I think everybody's starting to do it now on the Jay and Jack network. So it's another great way to help support the show. And we'll try and limit as much as possible, because there's some podcasts I love, but they have like 72 commercials and it gets really annoying.
And we're only going to have 71.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I love the new Conan show, but he has like 7 hours of commercials. And it's then you at that point you're just skipping, you're not even listening to them anymore. So but still, all good things for the network.
You just want everything for free.
No, not at all. But at a certain point as a listener, I'm like, all right, enough, let's get to the good stuff.
That's why I'm listening to podcasts. I don't have to listen to 100 commercials.
Yeah.
Well, actually, don't most people have their premium episodes as being ad free? So
yeah.
if you want it for free, you gotta listen to the ads.
All Ready. Right, Colleen, let's take it away for your recap.
All right, then. I feel like I'm kind of rusty with this. Survivor Season 38, Edge of Extinction. Episode 1, It Smells Like Success.
It was me.
So you elected to read it like the middle school book report?
Yes. I'm putting on my mom voice. I peed.
Be careful.
You're gonna vote me out of this podcast.
You gotta have a lot of
No, vote me out of the podcast. I'll go over to the bonus content and fight my way to get back in.
Oh my god, I love that idea. There's our bonus content idea. That's perfect for this season to match with Edge of Extinction. Each week, one of us could get voted out, and then we have to do our own solo podcast
for like 5 minutes.
And then we'll come back.
That's fine. That's fine.
I don't trust. I think Jay would just go, nah, I'm good.
No, he would bring Zach in and be like, Zach, talk about the challenge.
Oh, did Zach watch it tonight?
No, but we told him that he could watch it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got an earlier bedtime these days.
Yeah.
But
back when we were terrible parents, we let him go to sleep at 9 on Wednesdays. Now we get him all asleep at 7.
Oh, man. Anywho.
Yeah. All right.
Keeping the task, Colleen.
All right. 18 players get on a boat. We meet War Dog, the lawyer, but he doesn't want any. He's going to be a lawyer. Doesn't want anyone to know. We have Wendy, the big super ultra fan, and you know, you never know what's going to happen, just like in her life, and blah blah blah. And then we're introduced.
Well, we find out she has Tourette's earlier.
We
right?
do, yeah. But we don't find that out until the okay. next scene. And you know what? I really like Wendy's enthusiasm. I think that she brings like a lot of personality to the show, and it's like a very happy vibe. I like her vibe.
Yes, but I think she even kind of admits her faults where
she does, and we'll get to that too. Yeah, because I did make note of that. But I am just saying, I really like the vibe that she
gives. What's the tribe name for the blue team again? I know the one's Kama.
Manu. Yeah. Okay.
Kama.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to say that like a million, because I was saying it as I saw it.
Oh, I kept saying Team Karma in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
oh, my God. There's a Survivor. That's next season.
Survivor. Karma.
Karma's a bitch.
Because Ghost Island was a kind of lame premise.
Karma's a bitch, and then you vote one off. Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway, so Joe is back. He knows he's going to have a target. And Kelly is back. And I just mentioned
well, on the
them
blue team,
because.
You have Kelly and David.
And
are
David,
on that side.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting to see both teams as they're kind of getting to their island for the first time, how they're responding to the returning players.
Yeah,
can
and
we talk, Can we talk about how they the contestants were, the first timers were, the newbies were acting on the boat?
Yes, so that's what I was actually going to say is Division One, aka I know that we're all going to get there with the nicknames and the regular names, but just so you know, Lauren the brunette, that is like the college student Wentworth friend person. I'm calling her Division One right now.
Okay.
So
yeah,
Division One was like losing her S when she saw Joe and Wentworth. Like she was oh my godding.
Hold on,
to another
hold
level.
On, hold on.
She
if
was
you
squeeing,
were on, if you
will.
Were on the boat and Ken is a 10 was coming in on the boat. Don't tell me you wouldn't be getting a little weak in the knees.
I would be like, Ken, just smile at me. Don't talk. Seriously.
But you can't show it.
I know. But I'm kind of calling Collins.
Now if you want to, if you want to stroke their egos, if you want to, you know, because
maybe that's
Joe,
the angle.
You're the greatest. You know, once you're on, no, but individually, you don't want to do it in front of everyone. Oh my god. What are you set? What are you showing your fellow contestants?
Remember,
they're going to fall all over this guy. I need to get her out.
Remember the preseason interviews? They're all super fans. So
they're
totally,
all
they're
super
playing
fans. So it's
the
okay.
Character.
Yeah, it's like totally cool. But
I
anyway,
get that, but don't be a stupid fan.
I know.
Anyway, so they break them up, and as we say, Joe and Aubrey go to one team, and Kelly and David go to another team. And I like how they put like the two. I mean. There's the joke that Wentworth is kind of like klutzy or whatever, like the fan joke, I think, is a thing. But I like that they put, like, you know, the more athletic Joe and Kelly on one side with the more people not
as
known.
Joe and Aubrey on one side.
Yeah.
So then Aubrey and David, so they put two athletics and two brains,
Well, no, they're not separated.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They broke them up. They didn't. I did. I said they put Kelly and Joe on two different teams.
Hold on a second. I vote myself off.
Wait, can I vote myself off too?
Sure. Because I was confused also.
Okay.
Yeah, you said it. I mean, again, I don't want to say.
I didn't say it wrong. You heard it wrong.
I don't want to say that you're going to get voted out first, Colleen, but.
The tribe has spoken. Just put down the machete.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
If you could take my clothes off the sand, I'd really appreciate it.
You know what? Just for that, I'm leaving all of your clothes on the floor. Because I pick your stuff up, too.
Yeah, I say that knowing that you do the laundry in this house. But
and that you leave socks everywhere.
Gotta love me.
We all have our faults.
Yeah, exactly. No,
all right, anyway, so.
Well, so we have the stronger competitors on the same team, but they're on different teams.
No.
Right? So they're both.
So, no, I'm saying you have Kelly and Joe
on two
together
different teams.
On two different
no,
teams.
No, you have the two strong people. Oh, my God. The
See,
two
this is confusing.
You have David and Aubrey on the same team, but they're on different
teams. So
you have
David and Aubrey. They're both weak. They're on the.
I didn't say weak. I said. Historically not the more athletic.
I know, but
the
way you're presenting it, it
whatever.
Was just confusing.
Okay, so they split them up. They didn't stack it like, you know, two athletic former whatever. We just wasted way too much time on this.
That's fine.
All right.
I thought it's probably podcasting gold.
Yeah, I mean this is, again, we're not vying for most educated survivor podcast. So.
No.
We'll never be the historians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
As our tagline goes, well, it was your tagline. I'm just here. It was survivor podcasters whose knowledge is from a different island. Shut up, Chad. I think Shut Up Tim came up with that a long time
Who's
ago.
Who's that?
Oh,
I don't know that.
I know.
Really? Yeah. Well, can we take it off?
I think it has been.
Anyway, so whatever. They do the whole the things in the boat thing, and Keith almost drowns. And
learn how to swim, guys.
Before you go, I know you would
start fire and swim
pretty quick back on the thing. So maybe he just freaked out. Like
I think he had floaties on. I think that
coconut floaties,
because literally he did almost drown.
Yeah, I know he was flapping around like
it is when you get into rougher water and you're not used to it. It can be, especially if you don't know how to swim, it is overwhelming.
Because, yeah. I mean...
Okay, so, yeah. And then...
He's a final three pick for me, so I was a little worried for a second there. But
yeah,
but
he proved that he has some smarts, as we'll find out later on. So then
he was messing his mom.
Ron, who is the teacher of futures, finds a secret advantage. We go over to the Manu tribe for day one. Camp is doing introductions. Rick, a.k.a. Dad Bod, is excited to show everyone how tough he can be. Yeah, news anchors are tough for the win.
He looked a lot like Jared from Subway today.
Oh, come on. I forgot about that joke.
It's not a joke. I mean, I don't think he looks like him.
Yeah, he's making his case to get voted off. Yeah.
I couldn't help. I can't see it. Just, that's all I see.
I know. Well, I liked him, but I didn't like... I liked him in his interviews, as we know, and I did not like him in his confessionals today. Like, I didn't like that...
A little cocky.
Yeah, I didn't like that he was kind of mean about the team swimming lessons crew. But
I don't think he was that mean.
He was kind of mean.
I don't think he was mean. I think what he's trying to do is put people... You know,
yeah, he smartly, like, segmented people out of the thing.
There's three people out there. He was actually just putting the, you know, any target
the heat
off
on
him,
somebody else. Yeah,
putting on it, that was brilliant. Actually.
I think that's the right move. I mean, you hear players all the time say it could be the simplest, stupidest little thing on those first couple of days, but you can just make the stupidest little thing.
Right, like Wentworth pointed out, like, you don't have any relationships really with people 3 days in.
So I think that was a good move because that's an easy. That's an easy way to get the target off your back. Because
we've said how many times we said that you never want to put yourself. We've seen, you know, people who call themselves the greatest, you know, Survivor fans in the world, and what they do, they get themselves with two people, and what happens? They get voted off.
Are you referring to Max and Shireen?
I'm not saying that. But yes, those two. But it happens almost every season where people just click to, and it also hurts them at the end.
Yeah.
Because someone goes, you never even took time to figure out who I was and talk to me.
Yeah, I know.
Those people.
But going back to the Manu tribe, Wentworth and Dave.
Manu.
Is it Manu Manu?
I don't know.
Manure tribe?
Manu.
They kind of played like manure in that tribe, in that challenge. I know. Again, I'll be here all night.
Colleen in the lead again.
Anyway, Wentworth and David can't trust anybody, but Kelly wants to get an alliance from the get-go and not have to play from the bottom again. And she has to get to know them on a human level, so she's, you know, kind of helping around camp. David is also thrilled that people are asking him for advice because he was worried that they would have a bad perception of him as, you know, the dude who was scared of everything.
I love David. He's one of my favorite
characters. I love David.
Or I should say, he's a human being, but in terms of playing a character. But they were playing the Dodo music for this scene, though. So
were they? I didn't even catch that. I was taping so hard.
And they had a scene like where she laid down the machete and he jumped because of the
noise.
Yeah,
I did see that.
So like I don't know. I'm not an edit expert like you.
I'm so out of practice here, out of shape. I know. I should have learned how to swim before getting back into the.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed to be honest.
I should have brushed up on my edic. It's been a year.
You're definitely older than me, and a mom. So I'm sorry.
I'm out. And I pick up your socks all over the house.
C-O-L-L-E-E-M.
No. If you were a Survivor player voting me out, you would spell it C-O-L-I-E-N or something
like
that.
Yeah, exactly. I'd have to misspell your name.
Or L-E-A-N.
I don't know. I don't even know you well enough to know how to spell your name.
Who was the one guy that put the nickname one time and Jeff goes, who is this?
Who was that? That's right.
I can't remember. It was a while ago, but I remember Jeff's face, which is like, because Jeff doesn't like to joke around.
Let's
move on from these intros on the island.
Last intro that we really have is Wendy and her Tourette's. She's got the motor and nonverbal tics.
Yep.
And she hopes to have a good social game, but she's awkward and she knows she doesn't vibe with people easily. So here's what we were talking about earlier, where I think she gives great confessionals. Well, not great confessionals. I think she gives very engaging, personable confessionals.
Yep.
But I don't know how easily that would translate to her talking to people, except for when we did see this later on and she didn't do such a great job talking to people.
Well, it's not so much. I think she communicated fine. I just think she was
stubborn,
and not kind of going with the flow, which you needed. Because I think you go back to last season. Was it Christian, the tech guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
So like again, maybe a little bit socially awkward, you maybe think couldn't, but he like he went in and he kind of put himself in uncomfortable situations he maybe wasn't used to, and made himself a part of the team, maybe trusted some people too much. But still, like, I think you can maybe, if you have social awkwardness, I think, you know, he's a good template. There's a lot of players that are good templates to look at to, like, how do you approach the game to maybe.
Well, the problem I had with, again, with Wendy, she says she's a super fan. She watches every episode. Mistake. You don't go there and say, you can say, I'm going to stick with Reem no matter what.
Yeah.
But you don't tell them you're doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
If the majority is saying, we're going to vote off Reem, you go, all right, yeah, I can go that way.
Yep.
It's Survivor. You're supposed to lie.
Yeah.
And especially on day one when people don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're all saying, yeah, we need to get rid of her.
Yeah.
So you can try to make a case to keep her. But yeah. If I'm the first 2 days, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yep.
Even if I'm not going to vote that way.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm telling people.
Don't let people know your alliances or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they all knew, but be like Keith.
But don't confirm it.
Yeah. Keith was like, all right, this is not vibing so well over here. So let me go and feel out everybody else, because obviously this group of three are the odd men out.
Right.
So she kind of didn't pick up on that. And I don't
know. Keith made a great move. Wendy made a terrible move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Yep. All right.
Over at the other tribe, I'm not going to do all the introductions,
but we
do have Joe wants to put the Joey Amazing thing away, even though people are asking him like what to do. And it seems like people like Aurora, who is my final three pick, right?
Yes.
Is thrilled to have him there because he's making fires and building the shelters. And then we find out in the next scene that your firefighter dude, what's his name?
Yeah,
Chris?
Eric.
Eric and Devin.
He's a final three pick for me, and I think he had a fantastic start and throughout the episode. A great performance. Eric Halfman.
It's one episode.
I don't want to call my shot for who my pick to win it all is going to be at the end of this episode.
I think I had Aurora winning it all, right?
No.
No, Colleen had as a final three pick.
I had a final three. I think we all have
no,
Victoria?
No, Jack and I were pre-merge for Aurora because she was the one that said she gets in a fight like within 5 seconds.
Well, so did Reem.
Okay,
and then,
okay, yeah.
But so did Reem, and Reem actually just got into a fight within 5 seconds.
Colleen went final three because, again, she held on to her three too long and had to pick one with like three left.
I sure did. That's right. So Eric and Gavin, late, you know, in the next scene, you know, they kind of build this rapport. Because Gavin eats fried pickles. He's so Southern. He's so country. Yeah. And I'm like, I eat pickle chips every time I go to our local restaurant. And I'm not country.
Yeah, when he said because he asked him, what's the countryest thing you do? I eat fried pickles. I'm like going, huh.
That ain't country.
I go, huh, that's pretty country.
Fried squirrel toes, that's country.
That's country.
No, squirrel stew.
Yes, yeah, sure. Yeah. Any type of squirrel something.
Yeah.
Fried.
That would have been country, but fried pickles, you lost me on that one. Pineapple.
Right, you can get those in New York. Yeah. New York City.
You can get them I think you get them anywhere.
Fried pickles?
They're not West Coast. Whenever
they're
West
not
Coast
so much a Northeast
out.
Thing either. I think they're probably like more of a Southern thing, but they're not a country thing.
I'm sure you can get them in San Diego.
All right. Anyway, moving on. This is how the shows go long.
No, they go long because you waste too much time. On
I don't
meeting,
waste too much time on the recap.
On. We're
I've been quiet
you
the whole time.
We want to make sure your last moments here on the show are good.
Okay, thanks. Fantastic.
She doesn't have a knife or anything, does she?
No, but I am holding a hair scrunchie that I will flick at Jay's face. Knock those glasses off your face.
Gary
anyway,
poked himself in the eye twice with those glasses. But
He has. That should have been bonus content. Just seeing James' reaction.
No, I don't think I was recording yet. Otherwise, no. Feel free.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, they want to keep. They decide that they want to get Aubrey out but keep Joe around as a shield. So do
Makes
we
sense.
Think that this is kind of Joe's destiny? I know, Jack, you're like, get rid of him right away. But what do you how do you feel about the keep him around because he's a threat and you want to have a man shield?
I'll say it again. If any of the four returners make it to and win none of the people that are on this game right now should make it back, should be invited
not
back.
Win, but keeping him around beyond the initial vote. That's what I'm asking.
You can keep him as a shield, but you got to be careful because Joe can be good at the challenges.
As we saw, literally nobody else is good at balance beams.
Well, Joe did the balance beam and the rope.
Yeah, and, but Eric did it as well.
Eric did
hashtag
it too.
Just saying.
But I'm saying for his tribe, Joe did both the tough ones.
Yes. Yeah, well, so, that's what I'm saying. I think you keep him around because he, like, again, this is his third time, right? So the two other times that he's done the show, he hasn't been able to Ozzy or Mike or whatever, like, win out on the challenges. He kind of eventually, like, falters and wavers.
Yeah, he does. He has weaknesses.
That's
he does.
Right. There was that challenge where he almost got medevaced by Dr.
Yeah, because so I, to me, like, I'm not worried about him lingering on, because you're going to have your chances to get rid of him. Use him as a shield. Like, my future winner pick, Eric, I think he's got the right mindset here with Gavin, and I think it's a good strategy.
Okay. Yeah, I would
make a runner pick it.
But they
huh?
Sorry. I just realized we didn't actually make our winner's pick. That's why I couldn't remember mine.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said future winner's
pick. I know. That's what made me remember.
Okay, I can do my confessional now.
Okay,
so
please,
her head's
sorry.
Just not in the game. I don't know where she is right now. I feel like, you know,
I'm thinking of all the laundry I have to
She
vote
obviously
later.
Hasn't done this podcast in a season. I just worry that I may have to vote her off tonight.
I'm thinking about all the laundry that I have to fold and put away later.
I don't want to say, Colleen, that you have to find the secret hidden podcast immunity idol or start looking for it. But
all I'm saying is you've been doing daddy daycare for the last 5 days, and there are clothes and toys everywhere.
Ugh, I know. I need these kids out of my house so I can clean it up.
We have sick children. Well, just one, but... Zach was, they had a 3-day weekend.
It's six days. I'm on 6 days now of this house full of children that I'm taking care of.
No, because on Saturday we only had one.
Well, that's right. Yeah. But still, I've had.
And he was easy and adorable.
Debatable.
All right. Anyway.
Moving on.
Moving on up.
Oh, I forgot to mention how Julie learned how to, like, chop a branch in half with a machete, and she talked about peeing in Central Park once.
It's called machete.
So we did get another.
She did almost lose a leg on the first hack, though.
That's true.
So I think, was it Ron? Didn't he say, oh, golly, oh?
Well, Colleen, I don't want to pressure you, but you have 10 minutes left for you.
Can we just have like a separate tally of how many times Julie mentions peeing in Central Park?
All right, one.
That's why you coined her the Central Park Pier. I think that's what we should just call it.
Yeah, the Central Park Pier. Okay, so Ron, speaking of Ron, he thinks that Kama is off to like the best start ever, which Joe kind of agrees with because he also has this, you know, moment where he's talking about how they're all like vibing really great. But Ron,
the best
is
start
like,
in Survivor history.
Yeah, he's like all over it. Hashtag, you know.
Hashtag he'll be voted out soon.
But so he awkwardly runs off to read the advantage, and he finds, right? Like, that was, Jay was like, why would you, like, stump fumble around with an excuse? Why don't you just be like, yo, I gotta go poop?
Yeah, exactly.
I said the same thing. I go, why do you have to read it now?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he has that advantage.
And then he finds it, and he, like, rolls over around on the ground.
Like, are you a dog?
Oh, I found it.
He's like a dog that's excited that he found his bone buried.
He was trying to build an underground spy shack.
It's just about this. I was just like, dude. Like, come on. Good for you, though. You got a, you know, menu, taster's choice advantage. But it's only the first three, which I dig, where, you know, they can't take it and then sit on it for 10 weeks.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I think it was he could steal a challenge reward for his team. He could get an extra vote or get individual immunity. I think we're all thinking individual immunity is probably the best way to go, unless you make it to the third tribal council and you don't actually go
to.
Or, yeah, he's safe and he uses it for the team. Yeah.
But the only risk for using it for your tribe is then the team will be like, oh, you're shady. I didn't know you had this. You know,
yeah.
That kind of crap.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of a lose-lose no matter what you do.
You did it for the tribe and then the tribe doesn't trust you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
But you can't tell anybody you have it.
No. No, I mean it's tough. It's a tough thing. It just depends on how your relationships are going.
I just found this on the way to tribal.
But Colin, let's move along here. Can we get to the challenge?
Yes, I was actually saying let's move on to the challenge because the next kind of scene is the stuff we talked about with Reem and the swimming lessons, and how I didn't like that Dad Bod was talking smack, and you guys did.
We already talked about that.
We did. All right, so moving on to the game, as we call it in this house. That's because our 4.5-year-old, you know, screams, the game, every time the challenge comes on.
We did when he was like 2 and 3. I don't know if he would do that.
We didn't let him watch it when he was 2. We let him watch it that one season when he was 3. Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, Wendy freaks out, which puts them behind because Joe is like, you know, balance beam beast. Division One can't even do it, and Wentworth tries, and she falls and cuts her forehead.
Oh my god!
It's like she almost
decapitated herself.
Yeah, like it's like Tommy Boy was like, it doesn't hurt here, but right here, he has a big mark across his face. It's almost like Kylo Ren's scar. It's like, you know, down across her nose.
It looks like, you know, when you skin your knee or your elbow, and it's like just like that top layer of skin where it stings really bad when you're around things like salt water.
Yeah.
Or sweat.
Who's the one that said, "Are you all right, dude?"
Me. That's what I would totally say.
Yeah.
Dalton Ross, actually, because the press people like Wiggler and Ross were allowed to watch the first episode again. On his Twitter of the, I guess, press's angle of her fall. It's pretty good fall.
Yeah, I mean, looking, I was like, oh, she hit the wood.
I was like,
of the
ooh,
bar.
That looks painful.
Wentworth takes a hard hit.
That's what she said.
It goes to a puzzle, but it was a pretty, you know, it was a slide puzzle. Like, feel like
it was, you know, it was one of those things that just requires teamwork. And it was smart when Joe was like, no, everybody stop for a second. Stop shouting.
Yeah.
And let's take a minute and look at this. And that's kind of, I guess, was a smart way of, you know, bringing it back from the chaos of everybody being like, we're losing it.
But that's like having experience, you know.
You don't want to be that tribe that has the big lead and then chokes it.
And that's what happens like nearly every time. So that is an advantage of having a seasoned player. Like, just everybody chill out. We got this.
Yeah.
I'm Joey Amazing. Back off.
But I'm not Joey Amazing.
I'm not Joey Amazing anymore. I'm the artist. I'm the player formerly known as Joey Amazing.
Like, so don't call
Actually, I'm surprised people recognize him with his mustache.
The mustache is glorious.
I dig it. But, you know, Joey's this classic case of some type of celebrity that's mainly known for that one thing. But it's like, that was 10 years ago. And they're like, well, actually, I'm not really about that anymore. Can we talk about my new project? But it's like, no. You're Joey Amazing. Shut up.
You'll always be Joey Amazing to everyone.
Is he like the Richard Grieco of Survivor?
Did he even do anything after? Oh. Anyway.
I didn't hear the last part.
There wasn't anything there. The Kama tribe wins.
Yes, they
do. Kama.
And, Wendy back there, a little too stubborn, I think. We kind of talked about it a little bit already, but she kind of blew it a little bit.
Yeah, so they try to bring Dad Bod in to be like, let's get Lauren and Wentworth out. And he is just not having it. So, I mean,
actually,
good
man. I
think
the whip. Go ahead. I would have gotten rid of Wentworth. That's what I would have done.
Yeah, but again, I think for the first vote, you let the tribe mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Just like whatever.
You don't want to be that. Like you said, you don't want to be that person to put your neck on the line. Yep. Like, everyone's going that way. Sure, I'm gonna go that way. I mean, it was a good choice because she. I figured who said it, but someone said, I just couldn't spend 39 days with you.
Right. And as we saw, that was clearly a tribe decision. And she
Like that was pretty one-sided tribal council.
She was definitely, I mean, she went into, okay, so let's go. We kind of talked about this too already.
Yes, that's not retread.
Right. Including the machete thing, which I hope that there's a GIF or GIF or whatever it's called out there already of the machete.
I'm sure there is.
You know, as she's screaming, I'm not going down without a fight.
I'm strong.
Hey, I've seen her arms. They do look strong. They look like, you know, some BA arms. Anyway.
She wasn't gonna tell anybody her age.
No. You know,
like,
today,
it'd be like being on Survivor. I'm not going to tell anybody my age.
Again, true.
I'm actually 23.
Yeah, it's not like when you're like 18 and be like, I don't want to tell my age. But I mean, I get it. You're worried about ageism, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, it just that may be like,
yeah, people can look at me like, oh, he definitely has kids. It's fine.
Yeah, he's got that dad beard, and
he just looks really tired and over it. Yeah, he's got.
He looks like he's given up on life.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! They
oh
bring
my
you
God,
joy.
How much longer? When will they move out?
At the earliest 17 years.
He'll be in your 50s.
I know. Ugh.
Wow.
Jeez. That's fine. We lived a lot of life before we had them. All right, moving on.
I don't remember that life.
I kind of don't either. I want to say we saw a lot of movies, but we've actually seen a lot of movies with them now because Zach, you know, would
we're
not.
We're not here to talk about
yeah,
your
we're
kids.
Not here to talk about my kids.
All right.
But we do see a lot of movies.
Can I go to my confessional again? Okay, so all she does is talk about her damn kids. It's like, okay, I get it. You like your kids.
I do love my kids.
I get
kids.
It. You're the only one that has kids.
Yeah,
in the
I get
world.
It.
I get it. I get it.
No, I just think they're adorable. All right.
Are you here to podcast?
If she brings up those kids one more time, I can't do it. I can't do this for 39 days. We all have kids.
I'm really sorry, guys. Okay, I just thought that I was
Are you crying?
I thought that I was doing what was best for everybody.
Are you fishbacking right now?
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, I thought
you've gone full fishback. She's gone full fishback, guys.
I didn't want everybody to get bored or the clothes to get wet. So I just thought that I would just be helpful.
No,
I was just trying to be helpful.
I like that Jeff called her out that she wasn't really sorry.
Yeah.
You're not really sorry, are you?
I'm really upset that the CBS marketing people didn't hashtag sorry not sorry at the bottom of the screen at that point.
I know. Didn't Jeff in Final Tribal Council just seem completely over having to do Tribal Council? It was either one that got that read on it. It's like, all right, I'm done this for 72 years.
I'm worried that Jeff is going to take that stroll down there and keep going to the just saying I give up.
Yes.
I don't think so. It's like literally the only thing he does, and it makes him a lot of money for 2 months worth of work every year.
I get it, but he seems way over it in that. I mean, go back and watch it.
He wasn't helping her, that's for sure.
No.
Well, but, again, she wasn't helping herself.
Dad bod made a joke, and he didn't even crack a smile.
Well, it was a dad joke.
But I thought it was kind of funny as a dad.
What did he say? I can't remember what he said.
Like, neither can I, but I was just like, nothing. Like, somebody should do a video edit of, like, the joke and then just, like, extend the cut of Jeff having no emotional response whatsoever and just add
well,
cricket
definitely
sounds smi- to it.
Jeff only smiles when the people he likes.
Well, you can tell.
He calls dad bod, he calls him by his last name. Deavers? Deeves?
I don't know.
Because I'm sorry, who? Because I had the, I'm writing notes and I go, who is he talking about? I finally go, oh, he's calling him by his last name. Okay, got it, Jeff.
Oh, man. But yeah. Whatever he expects happens. Reem's gone. Even though Wendy gets some votes, which should kind of maybe that's a wake-up call for her.
Yeah, hopefully. I think that was also their splitting the vote thing.
Yeah.
You know, just to make sure.
When did Dream have a chance to find the idol on someone's clothes? Well, that's another thing too. We didn't talk about she's taking clothes. What if I have an idol?
Yeah,
and you're taking my pants that I have. Extra
again,
pants.
I understand. Like she's trying to be helpful, but you gotta be more self aware than that
of other people's property. I will say what we haven't talked about yet was when Wendy says that she loves Reem because she's close with her mom. Reem just like puts her head in her hand.
And just
she's like, I'm surrounded by freaking idiots.
Thanks, but no thanks. Yeah. I'm not here to be your mommy.
I came here not to be a mom. I didn't want people knowing I was a mom.
Colleen, if you ever get on the show,
don't talk about your kids.
Good luck.
I'm cool. I'm
so
hip.
Reem gets voted out.
Yeah.
I think. It's in Jeff Probst's writer now that he can make the most ridiculous flame snuffer every single season.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
was
it
a Tyrannosaurus Rex's arm
was it a Rex?
Or something?
I thought it was a snake.
No, it was like a big claw thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I know. It was pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah, Jay commented on that out loud.
I was like, that is insane. And it's like crazily large. I mean, cool.
It used to be,
is that a metaphor for something?
Didn't is he compensating for something?
Yeah. He should be like a stick with a coconut, right?
Yeah, I mean, pretty simple. Some type of snuffer. But, you know, good for them. They have more production budget now. They can invest in a Tyrannosaurus Rex arm.
And some really or cool shots arm, of the moon.
Yeah. So, and then we already talked about it a little bit. We'll close out with it.
Yeah,
but the
ahead.
Extinction Island, she kind of comes with a sign. And I loved her response, like, hell yes, I'm going this way. You know, so I thought that was really cool. And the way they shot it. And I love that we still don't really know exactly how it's going to play out. But I find it was very entertaining. And is a it seems like a better play so far than Redemption Island, which was a big fat.
Well, there's bonus footage of that. She takes the cameraman's camera and goes around and starts filming.
She's trying to be helpful.
That's just what I do.
Yeah,
you don't like it, you got to tell me.
She thought that maybe he was tired and wanted to rest.
Took his shoes, took his pants.
But
I'm wearing those.
But again, I think a good first episode, and excited to see where it goes from here.
Well, what do you think is going to happen with what do you think is going to happen?
I really hope that she goes back, like she works hard, proves how like the strength she kept talking about, and she goes back into the game and then ends up going head to head with Wentworth.
That'd
because
be fun.
I think that would be cool, and they set it up, you know, with their out of nowhere confrontation in the tribal council, because that was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, I think Wentworth was trying to tell her, and she just was. At first, she was like respectful. Then she said, "Ah."
Yeah, but Kelly, Kelly seemed very like she was also over it. So I don't know what happened.
Kelly had
beforehand.
A lot of facial expressions during the trial. She was a lot.
Maybe her face just hurt.
That's true. That's true.
As long as it doesn't drag on and it takes like 7 episodes, and then they can get back. Either they come back in right away, or they don't.
Or I'm fine with it being just this completely side adventure that eventually maybe one of them come back in. I don't know. We'll just see. We'll see how it plays out. All right. Well, that is our recap. Before we get into listener feedback, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. All right. Hopefully that was a fantastic commercial that was really riveting.
It was my favorite.
But Colleen, let's bring up what our listeners had to say about this episode.
All right. So this is exciting because, you know, people still love us. Mandy is our first email, and she says, welcome back. I'm so happy to have you all back this season. I miss Survivor JJC. Hold on. Let me start that again. I miss Survivor JJC so much last season. If you were a player, let me go back to my voice. If you were a player, would you have questioned Edge of Extinction on your buff? What would you have guessed that it had meant? I really like that they are setting a limit on the advantages again, with the menu expiring after 3 votes. From what from the menu would you order? Sorry, Jack, a pork chop wasn't an option. Pause for laughter.
What's with your voice?
Look forward to listening on the drive into work tomorrow, even though my kids are out of school for a flood day. Jay, you want to watch her kids too now?
Nope. I'm dropping Lexi off tomorrow with his grandparents, and I'm leaving town.
Not his grandparents.
Why did grandparent. I say grandparents?
You said grandparent. It's grandparent.
Oh, that's right.
It's just Papa. There ain't no Gigi tomorrow.
Papa.
That's right.
How you going to do with 2 of them?
I have a gate.
Well, Alex is kind of sick, so he's extra like snuggly. He's not a snuggly baby at all. He wants to be like touch. He wants to just touch you every 5 minutes, right?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm talking about my kids again. Let me go back. Let's just take that out.
Nope.
Please.
Staying in.
Nope.
Can we take that out?
Yeah.
It's podcasting.
It's
gold.
Podcasting gold.
It's not.
I'm trying to. This is my editing. I'm setting up a narrative for why she got booted.
And she claimed she's a super fan.
Yeah, she claims. The whole damn time, kids.
Even though my kids are out of school for a flood day, I'll send that venting to the broads next week. Oh, great. Can't wait to hear it. Thanks, Mandy.
I think we said it in our recap, but I think the saving your butt is still probably the best option.
Yeah, totally. And then I would actually was thinking that when she left, like, did they actually think, like, what does Edge of Extinction mean?
They did. They had that scene between Joe and
somebody was talking
Eric,
about it.
I think.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, they was like, they what does Edge of Extinction mean? They were talking about with the thing on their buff.
It, really? Because Mandy clearly missed that as well.
It was there. They talked about
it. I saw it. I remember seeing it. They really didn't.
They didn't harp on
too much detail with it, but they.
They did ask, like, I wonder what that means or what it could be. And then Joe, I think Joe's like, oh, I don't know. Who knows? You never know.
Oh, man. All right. I'm going to have to rewatch that. I'm assuming it's one of those earlier scenes.
I'm sure you're thinking about your kids or something.
I think I was. I might have been checking the Nest camera to check on my children, but whatever. If my worst crime is being a mom that cares.
There she goes about being a mom that cares again.
All right.
Yeah, she's the only one.
Our next email is from Victoria.
Victoria.
Victoria. First off, let me say welcome back. Hello. I missed you guys so much last season. I'm happy the family is doing good and understand that parenting comes first. Oh, this email was like my density.
Say that like a Back to the Future reference. You never even saw that movie before you started dating me. But
yeah, but
ahead.
I've seen it now, and you and Zach.
You are my density.
It. You and my older son have watched it.
Oh, you have any more stories about?
No.
I can see the 1-star review now.
We did get a 1-star review because of Alex last season, and it was a really tough one to read.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, because it was when he was screaming on that episode when Mike Bloom was on. And I had to keep, like, muting myself. Yeah, and somebody posted a 1-star review about having a screaming baby on a podcast. And that was one of the reasons that I, like, last season kept going back to, okay, maybe it is a good thing that we take it off. Because that, you know, was kind of a... Like, saying that we're stupid and don't know what we're talking about is totally a valid thing to say in a 1-star review. But the baby thing, I was like, oh. Anyway,
Wait.
Who knew you guys had kids?
Yeah, you have kids?
Okay. So, of course, I'm going for Victoria this season based on nothing but her name. it does help that she's on Joe's tribe. Hee hee. This episode was okay. It was very easy to guess what was going to happen next. And who asked for this advantage? I saw it and thought to myself, why though? Why was nobody wondering where he was? Because he was able to go off and look on his own, as we've talked about. Like, why didn't you just say I have to go poop? I was kind of getting another Natalie vibe and didn't appreciate how she was talking to everyone. I thought Natalie did the whole, I'm old. I'm sorry. I think we're talking about Reem now. I thought Natalie did the whole, I'm old, but know what's right vibe better. Geez, what happened to the wise, cool, lay low old people? I miss those types. Maybe Ron will bring that this season. Also, again, I want to say I appreciate your podcast so much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
well, thank
kind you. Of like Denise. She was a lay low, wise, cool mom. Yeah,
Natalie wasn't a lay low person.
Yeah, she was not at all. No. Well, after her sister got... No,
well, I don't think Natalie. We're talking about that, Natalie.
Yeah, different Natalie. Sorry.
Well, I thought it was last season's Natalie.
Yeah, last season's Natalie.
Okay, yeah.
The one that... She
wouldn't give up her
with a jacket.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I have your jacket?
Yeah.
Can I have your jacket?
That was so
funny. That was Evangelina. Yeah.
Natalie, jacket. Natalie, jacket.
No.
See, Colleen, if you were in that situation, you'd say, like, no, my kids need this jacket. They love this jacket.
No, I would be like, my kids bought this jacket for me, so I can't give it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Was there one more email? Or?
There was one more email.
Thank you. What do we got?
All right, our final email is from JP. Watching Reem.
Oh,
it's
from JP? We can move.
No, all right. We just skip that.
Okay. Watching Reem being voted out tonight, I am glad production probably didn't allow her to take that machete to tribal. I think that and the twist will to continue to play the game saved lives tonight.
How dull was that machete on the first day that it had to be sharpened?
They got a lot of aggression with that machete.
That's true. They're cutting a lot of bamboo.
All right. Well, thank you so much to our listeners for some awesome feedback this week. Again, you can email us at survivorjjc@gmail.com or give us a call at 385-309-0. 311, or you can send an audio voicemail to that survivorjjc@gmail.com. All right, it is now time to tally the votes. Let's see. First up, we have our preseason game. So let's see the votes. So I'm writing it down. I should have done this before. Bad podcasting. Now I'm.
So we decided that if you get voted out, that counts. It doesn't matter to get back in the game, right?
Correct. That is the, for the preseason pick point. That is what counts.
You said that it was okay because that's what Jack and I wanted to do, and we can go back and check the tape. You said that it's wherever they finally end up.
No. I said if no. For the point. For the pre-merge, merge, or whatever, it's where it's
they go first, right? Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I wanted.
That's what I said.
No, it wasn't.
Listen, why don't you go pair up with Joe and Kelly Wentworth and Aubrey, and because I don't think you were listening to me. Anyway, where are we at? Who got Reem? Jack said pre-merge. First one out, Jack.
I guarantee. Remember, I said you I did. Guarantee. I said if they lose. She's the first one out.
I'm going to give you a double point there.
There you go.
Two tallies.
I love this game.
Colleen said pre-merge, and I said pre-merge as well. So, Jack, I'm giving you two on that one because that was a very astute. I'm going to reward the calling the shot there. But we all got at least 1 point. So we're starting off this season well.
Let's see. Nice.
All right, and now it is also time to pick who we think is going home next week. And then when you say who you think is going home next week, you also need to pick who is going to win the game. Now, this is simple. If the person you pick today makes it all the way to the end, you will be awarded 15 points.
Okay.
If that person gets voted out at any time, you may pick again. That second pick, if that person wins the game, will only net you 5 points or five tallies.
Okay. All right.
And if at that point that pick gets knocked out, you will have one last chance to make a pick, and then you only get 1 point if that person wins. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, is everybody clear? Do you have any questions?
Clear.
Any issues?
Okay.
Nope. I'm good with that.
Okay. All right. Because I don't want any whining and complaining later on. Okay. Anyway, Jack, we're going to start with you.
What if if every week your person doesn't get voted out, you get a point? Because it sucks. You get your person goes all the way to Final Four.
But that's not the game's not to see how long your person can last. It's who's going to win.
Because then someone picks second, and you see how the game's going. That's where my problem is. You see how the game's going.
But it's only 5 points. If you have the astute ability to pick the person week one.
Yeah, but my guy goes out week four, or the fourth person.
That's why there's the preseason picks to give you tallies. That's why there's every single episode
you get tallies.
Wait, how about this? How about this? So what, are there 15 episodes per season?
Yep.
So why don't you just, if your person goes out the second week, your second choice gets 14 points. Like you get however many.
We did that one season, you guys.
No, I don't like that either because it gives you an advantage because you see how the game's going.
Yeah, exactly. So that's.
That's how that goes.
Time out.
I don't remember
this.
That's
how I did it the first couple times and you both of you complained about it and that's why we switched to this system.
No,
this is the system.
I'm pretty sure systems early on were just made up as they went along.
That's what you guys complain about. But this is what it's going to be. I am the judge and juror. This is not a democracy. This is what it's going to be. Okay.
It's not even a meritocracy. It's just literally like whatever Jay says goes. It's a dictatorship podcast.
I never said it wasn't. All right. Jack, you're up first.
I'm going to say the Central Park Pier goes. Central. I don't see her lasting a long time. So
what's her name again?
Julie,
thank you.
And for my winner, it's funny because I have Division One in the Final Three. Mm-hmm. I have Victoria in the Final Three. And I think I picked Julie. Julia?
Did you pick Julie? Hold on. Let me check.
No.
In my Final Three? Julia. Is it Julia? I don't even remember her being
Julia,
there tonight.
Julia, Clark, Carter. Yeah, you have her Final Three.
Was she there tonight?
That's Julia, isn't it?
No, Julie and Julia are two different people.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And we barely saw Julia. I don't think we actually did see Julia.
Because I was like going, wait a minute, I don't remember seeing her at all.
She's the one that is the first one to, she like her dad died and she believed in like fate. And
yeah,
all that,
yeah,
right?
And that's why I picked her for final three. I don't remember seeing her tonight. But anyway, I'm going to take Victoria is going to win this whole thing.
If we barely saw her, then perhaps she does make the merge but doesn't go all the way because we hadn't seen any, like, here's, you know, her story the whole way.
But last season they kind of did that and they mixed it up. And then you all of a sudden you started seeing people you hadn't seen. I mean,
because you also had to.
I was like, wow, who was that?
You're burying the edit.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I think Victoria wins it.
Victoria is your winner's pick. Okay. All right, Colleen.
Ooh, I just got another static cling.
Victoria. All right.
Is that a code word for child?
No. This microphone is like. All right,
Colleen, who do you think's getting voted out next week?
Who do I think is getting voted out next week? I think that Rick is going to go home.
Rick.
Dad bod.
Rick. Really?
Wow, you have.
We saw a lot of him tonight. We saw,
he's
I mean.
Fresh.
Oh.
that could be his nickname. Eat fresh.
No, it's dad bod.
It's dad bod. That's not fair to him to say he's a horrible child molester.
He has kids.
I'm not saying he's that. I said he looks like him.
Okay, but still, that's not fair to him.
Hey, dad bod has kids. Did you hear? All the cool kids have kids.
I did.
Not really.
Didn't tell me.
You're a cool kid
times.
If you don't have kids too. Probably a smarter kid.
Anyway, Colleen, who do you think is going to win it all?
I am still going to go with Victoria because I genuinely enjoyed her.
Now, okay, so you and Jack are picking the same person to win it all.
Yeah, but here's my reasoning. We saw her, before we're going to the edits, and yes, I am rusty on the edits. We saw her tonight, but we didn't see anything other than a confessional from her. So they want her like in our minds. She wasn't central to the story, so to speak, the way that like Eric was. Which I'm assuming Eric is going to go far because we had that scene with him and Gavin, but we saw a little bit of Victoria and we didn't see anything else beyond that. And I think that that means she's going far and they, you know, we're getting some kind of at least post-merge, if not winner's edit.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I think Wendy is going home. I think, we're going to have like that tribe lose 7 in a row.
Probably. If you don't have Joey Amazing, you're going to lose.
But you know, I'm going to tell you, I don't know if that's a good pick because it always gets, you always think, okay, it's going to be the person got the next highest votes and something happens on that tribe.
That's true. That's true. But I'm thinking it's textbook there. And I say that my pick, the handsome 34-year-old firefighter, Eric, is going to win it all.
You're picking a younger person.
He's your age. Oh, no, you're 35. Oh, you're old. I'm still 33. I got my whole life ahead of me, but you.
Only for another 5 weeks, buddy.
Dang. I'm married to a mid-30s.
All right. Moving on. And I have kids. Not sure if you heard.
Okay, that is it. That is binding. You can't change it now. And we'll see who wins for the rest of the season. All right, that'll do it for this first post-episode of this season of Survivor, Jay, Jack, and Colleen.
Am I voted off? Like, are we really doing this bonus content?
No, it's just in good fun.
Well, you know.
But our honorary first Extinct Island member is Colleen. You get it for this episode.
Perhaps Zach and I will record his thoughts and I will put it as a patron bonus. We'll see.
Poopy head.
All right, but give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
You can also send an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/JayandJackGroup. Thanks to our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman.
And
am I missing one?
Chris Drake.
Oh, Chris Drake. You're right.
I was thinking we would call him the Drake because that was from Seinfeld.
The Drake?
Sure. We'll workshop it, but I'm down with the Drake.
Remember they get Drake a present for his.
Oh, yeah.
And then he ends up getting, and they said, hate the Drake.
Yes, that's right.
Well, you don't want it to be a negative thing.
No, I'm not. We're not saying hate the Drake. Because at first they were calling him the Drake. Mm-hmm. They called him the Drake, and then after that, they said they hate the Drake.
Well, we'll start with the Drake, and then we'll see.
There's lots of we could do.
Yeah, we'll start. Thank you, Drake.
Yes, thank you, Drake.
So thank you, Maggie, and Joanne, and Drake, and Ed, and Tack, and Eckhart.
And all of our patrons, you can find a full list at janejack.com, as well as click on that Become a Patron link button.
Do you like, my comment? Great. One more name I have to remember.
Grumpy old man. Cranky old man yells at clouds.
It's a hallmark of the Jane Jack Network. Mm-hmm. We have our own cranky old man. And now we've got an old lady that's a mom. So we're really filling out the demographics.
I was podcasting. I didn't want people to know I was old.
Oh, crap. I'm sorry,
Oh,
Jack.
No.
Oh, I man.
Blew it. I blew it.
Nope. I'm just going to sharpen my machete.
All right. On that note, everybody.
We'll see you get sent to Extinction Island next week. Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.